There's more March Madness to come for the Michigan men's basketball team. The Wolverines knocked off Florida State University 76-58 yesterday in Indianapolis. With the win, U of M advances to face UCLA in the Elite Eight. And after setting new marks for the program, the Michigan women bowed out after reaching the Sweet 16. Joining me now is Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
John, let's start with the Michigan men's victory over Florida State. We've talked about the team missing its co-captain, Isaiah Livers, who's out with a foot injury, but they weren't missing him that much this weekend. What stood out to you about Michigan's performance yesterday?
Well, exactly that. This was the most impressive victory, in my opinion, of the season because they took three or four games to figure out how to play without their second-best player and arguably the most important player because he makes everyone else better on the court. And after three or four games, they figured out how to do it.
Even without Livers, Michigan's rotation feels deep in addition to the core of three or four key starters. Somebody's chipping in a little extra every game. Shondre Brown came off the bench last night with 12 points in 21 minutes. What is the biggest concern for the Wolverines moving forward?
The big boys are still ahead of them. Although they got some help last night, Alabama, the second seed, lost to UCLA, the 11th seed. So the road's getting clearer. I don't see them losing to UCLA on Tuesday night. Look, Juwan Howard was named by the Basketball Writers Association the coach of the year and getting a lot of praise and so on. But it's always, you know, hey, he's a really great guy, great recruiter, you know, connects with the players, all the players love him. But man, this guy carried a clipboard in the NBA for six seasons, learning defense, played for 19 years in the NBA, mainly as a defensive specialist. Guess what? He's a very smart, tactical X's and O's guy, and you saw them, as you said, Doug. They managed to cover this hole with Isaiah Livers being gone with about three or four other players. That is some serious coaching.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about UCLA. The game is tomorrow night, tip-off just before 10 o'clock. The Bruins squeaked into the tournament as one of the teams in the first four play-in games, but they've just kept winning and now are one of the hottest teams in the tournament. They knocked off a number two seed, Alabama, yesterday. How does Michigan prepare for a team that has exceeded so many expectations?
Well, first of all, hats off to UCLA. They were losing at halftime in the first game by 11 points to Michigan State and somehow pulled that one off. They're supposed to lose the first night. And now here they are, three games away from a national title. So they're hot. They're fearless. That can be a little scary to play a team like that. I guarantee right now the coaches are watching way too much tape. This is what these guys do. And they'll have answers on Tuesday night.
John, the Michigan women had some frightening moments on their trip back after their loss to Baylor in San Antonio, Texas. Their chartered plane made an emergency landing in Indiana after flying through some thunderstorms. Oxygen masks deployed after a pressure drop. Everyone was fine. Not exactly the kind of memory you want to add to a season that had a lot of good memories. This was the first trip to the Sweet 16 for the Michigan women's program. Are the building blocks there to take the next step to a Final Four?
They absolutely are. Naz Hillman was the Big Ten's best basketball player last year. She's back. Three of their five starters are back. Most of their bench is back. They're not losing very much. And in women's basketball, no one really jumps early for the WNBA. So they should have a team that will compete for a Big Ten title next year.
I want to turn to the NCAA men's hockey tournament for a moment, John. Michigan's hopes of reaching the Frozen Four ended before they began when the team was forced to drop out of the tournament because of positive COVID tests on Friday. This is just a reminder that although these competitions are continuing, there are real risks happening.
Absolutely. It's a reminder, people, that guess what? COVID is not gone, I swear. So wear those masks. They had to leave a few players at home before the trip. That's heartbreaking in itself for those guys. And then one more player tested positive Friday morning. So this very good season with a very good team, it goes poof. And they had a real chance to make a warrant run for a national title. And again, a reminder, we're not done with this. We are celebrating prematurely.
And Notre Dame also falling out of that tournament in a year where there was no tournament last year as well. John Ubakin is Michigan Radio's sports commentator. He's the author of seven national bestsellers, the latest, Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football is out now. John, thanks a lot.
Doug, thank you.
This is Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.